and how to act during Rosh Hashanah, and to try and make the best and take out the most of this dear Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Now, usually these days are called Yomim Neroyim, fearful days, Yimei HaDin, which is true. We know in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Gimel Svar Maneftochim, Hashem opens up three Svarim, the Tzadikim are written right away L'Chaim, the Rishoyim are written right away L'Misa, and the Beinim, the Tluim, the Yomdim, they have a chance to do tshuva until Yom Kippur. That's the Gezar Din for the Beinim. However, we know the Altif and Kelim used to call these 10 days Yomim Nechmodim, sweet days, dear days. These are days like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, and of Yudches. When the Gemara asked the question, Esther in the Psukim, that one Pasuk says, Mika Shem Alakeinu B'chol Kareinu Elov, that it's hard to do tshuva. And one Pasuk says, Dir Shu Hashem B'motzu, we should find Hashem when He's near us. And the Gemara answers, that Kan B'tzibur, Kan B'yochid, by a tzibur it's easy to do tshuva, but a yochid it's hard. Except for 10 days, and the Gemara says, Amar Rav Bavua, Eilu Asori Yomid, that are 10 days, Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. Because the Pasuk says, Dir Shu Hashem B'motzu, that HaKadosh Baruch was close to us during these 10 days. That's the Rambam also. In Perek Beis Michlas Tshuva, the Rambam says, Afopi Shatshuva V'Yatzok Yofad Eilam, it's good always to do Tshuva. But the Rambam says, V'Yasor HaYom, in these 10 days, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Yofad B'Yoser, it's the best time to do Tshuva. Umiskabelis Himiyad, and Hashem accepts it right away. Interessant loshon, umiskabelis Himiyad, if you do tshuva now, Hashem accepts it. Shenem, what the pasuk says, Birsh Hashem bimotzu. So these are 10 special days now that Hashem is close to us, and therefore the days of Nechmodim, sweet days, to be close to Hashem, and to try our best to take out from these days the most we could. Now, there is a Gemara that says that Yom Echot Kishana Kuladami, that one day of the year is considered like a whole year, and the Lev Eliyahu, that's Rebbe Eliyahu Lapian, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to say that that Chazal goes on the last day of the year, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, that's the last day of the year, that this day we could accomplish and we could fix up all the things we did wrong the whole year, like the tefillah, the last marav yudavin, the last shachris yudavin, the last mincha yudavin, can fix up all the tefillahs of a whole year. To learn good on the last day of the year, to do chesed, to do midas tovos, to do tshuva. The way we act on the last day of the year, that has a power to fix up the whole year. So we have to go chaperein on Erev Rosh Hashanah to do our uttermost, to put ourselves into a good mood in the matzav of tshuva. That amidst Hashem tomorrow, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, when we get our din, Hashem will dan us latzad atoiv. And bechlal we know we have the whole Chodesh Elul, that with the Medrash says, on the Pasuk, ani ledoidi v'doidi li, that the more we are close to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more Hashem becomes closer to us. That's this Indian of Elul, to prepare ourselves for this great Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Yisoid, the main important thing about Rosh Hashanah, is in you know Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim, to accept upon ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, Hashem is the King, Ein Oid, nothing in the world is done without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nobody has any power to do anything to us, nothing could be done, nothing is done, without the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rotzen of Hashem. We have to accept it upon ourselves, that's called Malchus, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, Hashem was the Melech, Adonai Olam Mashalach Mashamalach B'Teram Koyel, even before Hashem created this world, Hashem was the Melech true, but now that Hashem created this world as a klal of a Melech B'Loyam, Hashem wants to have a nation, and we are the Klal Yisrael, we are the Yam HaNivcharim, that Hashem chose us that He should be Molach, He should rule over us, and the more we accept the Malchus of Hashem, that's the way more Hashem is Mamlech, Hashem rules over us, and Hashem gives us His great Or, His great hashpah. That's the way we receive all the brachas. Like we know, we say LeDavid Hashem Oiri VYishi, and Chazal says on Lashon of Oiri Zer Rosh Hashanah. Like the light of the world comes out, shines out from a Kodesh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. That's when Hashem becomes like the King, and the king gives off all his light, all his ashpah, that's the way we receive all the brachas. The whole world is lit up through the aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we say in Birchos Kahanim, Yoyer Hashem Pono Velecha B'chuneko, Yisa Hashem Pono Velecha B'yosem Mechosholoim. Like the brachas we receive comes from the Or Ponecha, the Or, the light of Hashem. We also say this in the last bracha of Sim Sholem, we say that there's a bracha of Chaim, Chaim, Bechesed, Rachem, Olein, Mako, Yisrael, Amecho. That we say, Borcheinu, Avinu, Hashem, you give us a bracha. The Or Ponecha, from the Or of your face. Kivor Ponecha, Nasat, Alonu, Hashem, Lakenu, Teras, Chaim. From the Or of Hashem, we desire to receive the Torah, the biggest present. V'yavas chesed utzdoko v'rocho v'rachim v'mechayim v'sholem v'toiv yiyah v'necha l'vorchein l'vorchot v'lamcha Yisrael. That all the brachas we receive is all from the great ore, the hashpah that comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And in Rosh Hashanah, that's when Hashem is the melech, that's when Hashem wants to give off to his arm, to his great nation, all the ore, all the brachas. Just we have to be befitting to receive it. That's the yisoid of Rosh Hashanah. And that's the Yisoid of Mishpat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done, judges us in Rosh Hashanah, because there's a klal of Vein Melech B'loi Mishpat, the king is not a king unless he has laws, he has to show the people that there's a kingdom, we have to listen to the king, and if we do what the king wants, we get schar, we get reward, and we go against the king, we get punishment. That's the Yisoid of a Melech. Therefore Hashem judges the world in Rosh Hashanah, that's like when he becomes a Melech. Now, really, in the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah is a tremendous stira. It's a contradiction. Like, really, in one way, saying it's supposed to have Eimo, Pachat, Eimo, Sadin. We know we do not say Halal on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, because since the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Apsuchim are opened, how is it possible to say Shira? It's a Zman of Pachat, the Eimo, like we say in the Sign of Tekef. How scared we are from the Yom Adin. Who knows who will live, who will be put to Nisam, who will have good, who will have dead. It's a tremendous Zman Adin. We have to have pachad, fear. And the other side, we know that Rosh Hashanah is called the Yom Tov. It's a mitzvah simcha in Rosh Hashanah. It's brought down halacha, like after we daven Musaf, we go home, we have the Sud, it's supposed to be the simcha in Rosh Hashanah. How could you have these two matzavim of pachad, emes adin, and then you have simcha to be happy? Really, the Tur asked the question that we know that usually when a person has a din, has a judgment, before he goes to the judge, he's scared, he doesn't care how he looks, he doesn't shave, he doesn't care what happens to him, he doesn't look so nice, he's full of fear, what's going to be by the judgment. And by Klai Yisrael, it's not that way. When Klai Yisrael goes to Rosh Hashanah, part of the preparations for Rosh Hashanah, the halachas of Erev Rosh Hashanah is that you're supposed to take a haircut, supposed to, if you shave, you're supposed to shave, make yourself look nice. You're supposed to take a nice shower, or go to the mikvah, make yourself look clean. We know we put on nice clothing, we covered Rosh Hashanah. We look nice. So really the Torah asked the question, how could that be? The Torah says the pshat is that a Jew is supposed to have bitochin. We have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is our Father, Hashem is our Melech, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do a nest of Klai Yisrael. And therefore we have bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're going to be zeicher b'din, and therefore we go through this Yom Tov looking nice and feeling nice, and then really a matzav of simcha. Just at certain times, during tefillin, during davening, we have to be in a matzav of pachad of eimo. We'll soon explain how these two things go together. Some say, we know the pasuk says, tiku ba'chodesh shofar ba'kesel liyom chagenu. Ba'kesel is lashon of covered up. It's covered up this Yom Tov. We can't see it. Meaning to say that there's a steer in this Yom Tov. We don't understand it too much. How could it be these two in Yom together, the way we have pachad, we have emo, we have fear, and on the other way we're supposed to be besimcha and happy with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, happy with Hashem Mitzvos, and we look nice and we eat on Rosh Hashanah. That's called Lashon Bakeses, it's like covered up. How do we understand these two things that are put together? Now again, coming back to the Yisoid of Rosh Hashanah, which we said is Malchus, like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says on Tavteh Zayin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, V'imru lefonai b'Rosh Hashanah, we should say in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, we know we say 10 psukim of Malchus, Zichronus, we say 10 psukim of Zichronus, V'Shofros, we say 10 psukim of Shofros. And the Gemara explains Malchus. Why do we talk and speak about Malchus, the kingdom of the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Kidei shetam lichuni aleichem, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should like put his kingdom upon us. It means we should be mekabel the Omach Hashemayim. But it says Loshon shetam lichuni aleichem, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu puts his Malchus upon us. Zichronus, we say psukim of Zichronus, remember the schar and the einish, but people get rewards for doing the rotzen of Hashem, and people get punishment for doing the opposite. Kidei sheyale zichronechem lefonu l'toiva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember us for the good. Uvameh, and how do we do this? By shofar, by blowing the shofar. So we'll soon explain, what does it mean uvameh by shofar? How do we do this by shofar? How in the shofar is that the kiyum of the Malchus and the Zichronos? Smasher from the Gemara, true, we're supposed to say psukim, talk about Malchus, we're supposed to talk about Zichronos, about the Schar V'Einish of the world, and to remember the Akedis Yitzchok. But Bameh, how do we do this? How do we accept this? How do we reach our final goal in this? That's through Shofar, blowing the Shofar. We'll have to understand how was the blowing of the Shofar, the Gemara, the final act of Malchus and Zichronos. But I call upon him, the Gemara says that the meaning of Malchus and Rosh Hashanah, that we have to say Psukim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Tamluchuni Hashem, will put his Malchus upon us. Really, we know throughout the Tfilas and Rosh Hashanah, the main Shmoneh Esrei, the Inyonim we daven for is not for our own sake. The main purpose of the Tfilas is to daven for the Kfoit Shemayim. We daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be Mehulal on the whole world. We should want to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There should be a Kiddush Hashem, and not the opposite, not that Hashem's name should be Mechulul. People should look down. People should not understand the greatness of Hashem. Kesedah with davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his name should become great. His Am, his special nation should be great. His Tzaddikim should be great. His special city, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, Melech HaMashiach. And that's really the mechuban of this world that Hashem would like, that there be kedusha on this world, that will have all the Eden being in Eretz Yisrael, will have Yerushalayim the kedusha, will have the Beis Hamikdash, will have the avodah being done with the Kohen Gadol. That's really the purpose of this world, that we should be Eved Hashem the kedusha b'tayr in Eretz Yisrael. We have to feel bad that it's all missing right now. We don't have this, and the name of the Kodesh Baruch is not the way. It's not being treated the right way in this world. And therefore, that's what we daven for. We feel bad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. And the question the Mefarshim all ask is, we know on the Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, like we say in the Sign of Toikiv, that we're having a Gezar Din upon ourselves. What's going to happen the whole year? How come we don't daven for ourselves? We should ask for Mechilu, Slicha, Kaporam. We should daven to Hashem, please give us a good year, all the things that we want. But in Tefillah, we do not mention this. There are small places that we chop around, that we put in, Zachreinu L'chaim, true, we put in here. Avarachim, we put in a little bit during Shemoneh Esrei. But the main parts of Shemoneh Esrei is only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. How come? The Pshat is like this, that what we're davening to Hashem is we want to show Hashem that we want Him to be the Melech. We feel bad why His name is not Mehulal, is not being praised the way it's supposed to. His great glory, His great Kedush is not in the world the way it's supposed to. His Shechin is not shining the way it's supposed to. We're showing Hashem that we feel bad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. That's Pshat from this Gemara, Imru Lefonei Malchus. We have to say Psukim of Malchus, of Kingdom, to show Hashem that we care about Hashem and we want Him to be our Melech. We want His Malchus to shine forth over the whole world. When Hashem sees that we care about Him, the Gemara says, Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send down then His Brachas, His Or. Hashem will send down His Kingdom upon us. His sendan is Or Panecho, like we spoke about before, Kifor Panecho, Nasat Lon Hashem Lakenu, Teres Chayin, Avas Chesed, Zdok of Rocho, the Yisra Hashem Pone Velechet, Yosem Chosholoim, that Hashem will send down His tremendous Or, the Lodavid Hashem, Oiri V'Yishi, Oiri Zer Rosh Hashanah, the Or of Hashem will come down, and that's the way we'll receive all the Brachas, that's the way we'll be Zoycha Bedin. The fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that we care about Him, therefore He's going to care about us, and He'll send down the brachas, He'll send down exactly what we need. We don't know exactly what's good for us. We don't know exactly what to daven for. But Kodesh Baruch Hu does, Hashem knows what's good for every one of us. And that's the way we go around it on Rosh Hashanah. The Gro really says it's like a Gemara that says, Hamaspalo biyad chaveroi. If you daven for your friend is sick and you daven for him. Even though you're also sick and you also need the refuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer you first, the Gemara says. Since Hashem sees that you care about somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas HaChesed and Rachamim, He'll answer you back first. So here also in Rosh Hashanah, we're like showing Hashem that we care about you for your sake. We want to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Obriya. If Hashem sees this, then the Mele Hashem will send down upon us His brachas. Hashem will be Nene, answer us first, and that's what will be Zeicher Bedin. That's the side of Malchus, that we have to care about the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we care about it, the more Hashem will send down His brachas. And that's the side that we're supposed to lift ourselves up to want to be close as possible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during these 10 days. That's the pasuk of Dir Shu Hashem B'himotzu. We have to be dervish, look after Hashem B'himotzu when He's found around us. When Hashem is found and near us, He's a melech right now. He wants to shine and give us His glory to us. We just have to be there wanting to accept it. And the more Hashem sees that we want to accept it, the more Hashem will send on His brachas. And this is the beginning of tshuva. Like we know, Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. The question is, where's the tshuva in Rosh Hashanah? We don't really say so much vidu and Rosh Hashanah. We don't talk about chet. Maybe in Avinu Makeinu v'Seicha Tonu l'fanechom, we don't talk about that much about Chet and Rosh Hashanah. Because the Aschol, the beginning of Tshuva is Shuva, return, wanting to come back close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lift ourselves up, put ourselves up in a tremendous Madrega. That we come high, high up to want to be close to Hashem. When Hashem is close with us, we lift ourselves up, we mekabel the Gedusha, the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the beginning, that's the Aleph Beis of Tshuva, to want to come back. And then when we're high up, we feel so close to Hashem, it's easy to go back and look at all the bad we did, and to really have charotah, to feel bad about what we did, to make a kabbalah. From now on, we're going to stop doing it, and adarab, we're going to start doing toiv. We have to have aziva sachet, leave the chet, make a kabbalah labo, accept upon ourselves to do good. That's only after we misraim and we lift ourselves up on Rosh Hashanah. Now we have the rest of the days to think of all the chatoim we did, to really do tshuva, to do charota, feel bad, and aziva sachet and kabbalah, and the melu v'mashlim, this inyan of tshuva throughout the aseros yimei tshuva. Now really, this inyan of Rosh Hashanah, of becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mamlech Hashem, is really the greatest taiva, the best thing that could happen to a person. That's why the Altman Kelim used to call these days yomim nechmodim, they're sweet, they're dear days. Like really, like the Mesillas Yesharim starts off in Perek Aleph, that he says that v'hine ma'ashareinu chachom zal. What the chachom taught us is that she'odom loy nivra elu l'saneg al Hashem, that a person was created for the sole purpose of rejoicing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lehenes miziv shchinosoi, and to have pleasure from the ziv, from the shining of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shezeu hatayneg hamiti, that this is the true joy, for Eden HaGodol, and the great pleasure, mikol hoidunim shechonim limotze, from all the pleasure that can be found. The greatest pleasure that there is to be able to have enjoyment from Ziv Shechinosa, the shining of Hashem, to being close to Hashem. So he goes further than Mesillas Yesharim. Where is the place for this really? Bemesu, Olam Habo, that's in the next world. The next world is created for this purpose. Achaderech, he says, but the way, what's the day, what's the right path to be able to come to the right place? That's Olam Hazeh, that's going through this world. This is the place, this is the world to do the mitzvahs, and through doing the mitzvahs we be zeichet Olam Habo, well that's where we get the schar, the reward for the mitzvahs, and the reward is the fact we're rejoicing, we're going to have a norm from the Ziv HaShchinah. Like really the Gemara says, what's the greatness of Olam Habo? That Tzadikim Yoishvim Vitrosayim Roshayim Tzaddikim are sitting and they have crowns on the head. They have an enjoyment from the ziv, from the shining, this aura that comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest enjoyment there is in the world. And we know the Mishneh Novice says that though Olam Hazeh doesn't come close to a Kodesh Ruach of Olam Habo, that means all the enjoyment there is in this whole world, all put together, from Adam Arishin until Yemais HaMashiach, all the enjoyment that every single person had in this whole world, the Gemara says, does not come close to 1 second of a Kodesh Ruach of Olam Habo, just a small smell of Olam Habo. Some say the mashal of Kodesh Ruach means a mashal, example, you're outside a bakery and you just smell the good smell of a bakery, how enjoyable that is. Just smelling Olam Haba from outside, the enjoyment of that is greater than all the enjoyment that you can find in this whole world put together from Adam Arishon until Yemais HaMashiach. The pshat is like he's saying the Chayvus Avot, the Mesillas Yesharim, that a person was created L'Sa'aneg Al Hashem, to have enjoyment from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, on Rosh Hashanah, we have a little bit of a time of this enjoyment. This is the Yisrael of Rosh Hashanah, to pick ourselves up, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is near us, Hashem is close to us, Birsh Hashem b'imotzu, Hashem is here, Hashem is the Melech, we feel it, we have Eimah, we have Pachad, we feel His kingdom, we feel the judgment, we feel we are close, we are the special arm, the special nation Hashem chose. And the more we pick ourselves up and become closer to Hashem, really this is the greatest enjoyment there is. This is the greatest thing a person could do to himself. So really these are tremendously sweet days. The fact that we could pick ourselves up, make ourselves closer. True, maybe we don't feel it that much, because still we have Tumtum Halev, we have Chatoyim, there's Hester upon him, we don't realize it that much. We still have Chatoyim, we still have desires, we still have Taivus of Olam Hazeh. We have taibas for other things, true. We have that choshech. But wherever it is, the little bit that we could lift ourselves up, and the more closer we come to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's only for our sake, that's only a sweet thing, and from this we shall learn to stay at this madrega whole year. But the time of the year to pick ourselves up and make ourselves the closest to Hashem, to really enjoy the Ziv HaShchina, that's on Rosh Hashanah, that's during these 10 days of Aser Shemei Tshuva, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close, as Shechina was close to us, and we could chop around and become close to Hashem, and that's this Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, that the more we are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we show our love to Hashem, we want to be close to Hashem, is Doidi Li, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down His Ashpo, sends down His Or, sends down His brachas to us, and that's the total enjoyment that's possible to be found. The greatest pleasure is what could be found in this world. And the next world, it is Indian that we are close to Kodesh Baruch Hu and be Nani Miziv Hashchina. So really, this is the greatest day of enjoyment, is Rosh Hashanah. It's a Yom Nechmodim, it's like a day of Simcha, a day of being Besimcha, like we said, the second part of the day after Tefillah, when we go home, we have a Suda. But there's no stira, like we said. You have to have pachas emes adin. It goes together. That's this ani ledoidi v'doidi li. It starts out Rosh Hashanah with pachad, with emes adin. We have to imul upon a malchus. We have to say psukim of malchus. We have to sit there to want to accept upon itself total ol malchus shemayim. We accept totally the kingdom of the Kodesh Baruch Hu with fear. But once we accept it upon ourselves, that's the bracha shekteisha tam lechuni aleichem, that HaKadosh Baruch Himself puts down His shine, puts down His Ziv HaShchina, gives us all the brachis, and therefore we go out to be happy in Rosh Hashanah. After we are zeicha, that we are mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it comes down, the great light, the great Ashpo of Toivah comes down, and that's why after Tefillah is brought down, the Shulchan Aruch is supposed to go home, and Taka Biba Simcha. Because there is an Indian of Simcha, the fact we are close with Hashem and receiving from Hashem, and that's the biggest enjoyment there is in the world. So it starts out, we have to be in a matzav of pachad eima b'shas tefillah, b'shas tchiyah shofar, we'll soon talk about it. But after we come to this madrega, that's what we said before, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we dress up, we look nice, we take a shave, we take a haircut, we go to the mikvah, we make ourselves look nice, because we have bitachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the more we can accept upon ourselves the Olam HaShemayim, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send down His brachas and Klai Yisrael will have a bit, he'll be nitzochin, and there'll always be a Klai Yisrael, and will always be Zoyech HaVetayv. True, the Rishonim get the punishments, there's an Inyan of Einish that get din, that's true, but we have to have bitochin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shine down His aura upon us, and that's the way we'll be Zoyech HaVetayv Tuv with all the brachas of this world. And then the Gemara says, after Imru Lefonai Malchis, the Gemara says, Imru Lefonai Zichroinus. They're supposed to speak about the Indian of Schar V'yoinich, remember what happened throughout Klai Yisrael, that B'shas we do Toiv, we get Brochot, B'shas we do Averis, we get punishment. And then to remember also the Akedah Yitzchok. So the Gemara says, K'tei Shiyalol Zichroinichem Lefonai Latoivah. So Hashem should remember us for the Toivah. So the question is, just by remembering this, how does this bring about that Hashem will remember us for the Toivah? The Pshat is also, the more that we have Bitochin, we have Emun in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is all part of His Malchus, like we said, that the Yisoid of the Melech is that there's Mishpat, there's Din, and the more we accept upon ourselves that there is Din, that therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that we'll be mekabel upon ourselves, really total, Omar Kashmayim, we remember His Schar V'Einish that Hashem does, remember that Kedis Yitzchak, when Mesiris Nefesh will soon talk about it, so that with that Tzchus, will be Zoyketaka to get the Ashpah, to get the Tzad HaToyv from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And really the Gemara says the tremendous Chesed Hashem acts on Rosh Hashanah is, that He's Danas Pasher Husham. Hashem has done us the way we are, the way we act in Rosh Hashanah. The persons of Matzah having been talking Amun and the Kodesh Baruch in Rosh Hashanah. Of course, the person wants to be mekabel upon himself, the Omach HaShemayim and Rosh Hashanah. He is davening nicely, he's been mekabel, the Kedusha Sayyim. Hashem has done us Latzara Toiv. It's a tremendous chus. Says this Gemara that Yisei Zichroinis means we're showing Hashem that we have Bitochin. We have Amun and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Melech, that's a schus that Hashem should remember us, the Tzara Tov now, and will be Zoicher, that Hashem should remember us, the Tzara Tov. I'm soon explaining this a drop more. And the Gemara ends off with Bameh, how do we do all this, Bashoifer? The Devor explains, Bameh means, how do we have a total Kabbalah Tol Machashemayim? How do we have a total Zechroinois? That's through blowing the Shoifer. The question is, what does the Shoifer have to do with Kabbalah Tol Machashemayim? True, if Sadia Gain has 10 in Yonim, how can we blow the Shofar Rosh Hashanah? True, when we Mekabel HaMelech, then they need to blow the Shofar, that's one of the Yonim. They need to do Tshuva through the Shofar, then you know of Kabbalah Satira that was given through the Shofar. You talk about Shofar Gadol, Melech HaMashiach to come through the Shofar. There's a lot of different in Yonim through the Shofar. But as the Psukim of saying Malchias Kedesh, Tam Nechuni Aleichem, how does the Shofar help us out with this? Now, there are a few different interpretations in the actual taich of the word shofar. One medrash says, shofar comes in Lashon of shufru ma'aseichem, make your actions nice, shine them up. Shifra, Rashi brings down in the shifra, the shafar, she made the kids look nice, shifru ma'aseichem, make your ma'asem act nice. There's through blowing the shofar, we're supposed to do tshuva, to cover upon ourselves, that the actions that we do will be shufra, will be nice, we're going to polish them up to make sure there's no ra in our action, there's only tzara toiv. We're going to do the mitzvahs, b'shleimus, with the right kavonim, with the right halachis, al chesed we're going to do. That's the thing, you know, shofra, shufra, ma'aseichem, make your actions look nice. With this, we misratz in the eyes of Hashem. Shofra also comes from Loshno, shpuferes, a pipe. A hollow pipe is called a shofar, a shofaris hanoid, because a mikvois yad that attaches two things together. At the side of the shofar, really it's attaching us downstairs in this world to our Kadosh Baruch Hu upstairs in Shemayim. At one place Rashi says that by blowing the shofar, it mamash brings us lefnai and lefnim. It brings us in front of our Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. That even though we're only here in this world, but the shofar is like a long pipe that starts down in this world, we blow into it, and it ends off, the curlers goes up to Kisei HaKavod, goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamish Lefonov, and that's Lefnai Lefnim. So the Shofar has this Koyach. That's what Bameh, how do we have this Koyach through blowing the Shofar? How does this happen? Really, there's a Medrash on the Pasuk in Tehillim, The pasuk of Tehillim in Kapitol Peites says, "Ashrei Yom Yoidei Srua." Worthy is the people that know how to blow the shofar. Yoidei Srua. They know how to blow the shofar. And the Medrash brings down. The Medrash asks, "V'chi Uma Soilum Einim Yoidim Laria?" Doesn't Goyim also know how to blow the shofar? What's so great about Klal Yisrael? Ella, the Medrash starts like this. Pshan the pasuk is El Ashrei Yom. Sheyoidim l'ratzoi says boirim b'trua. Worthy is the people that they know how to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'ratzoi is to appease, to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu through blowing the shofar. And then when Klal Yisrael blows the shofar, the Medrash says, V'oimed mikisei adin Hashem getzor from his kisei of din l'kisei rachim, to see this having rachimim. Umismale rachma lema, because Baruch is full of rachmanis of mercy upon Klal Yisrael. All right, a turnover. Edrus is teaching us that the main purpose of the shofar is not just to blow it. Goyim could also blow the shofar, but Ashrei Yom Yoidei Srua, worthy is the people that they know how to blow the shofar, means that b'shas blowing the shofar sheyoidim l'ratzes asburim. They know how to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should be accepted in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our blowing. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets up from his kisei adin, from his chair, when he's done us with midas adin, and he changes over to the kisei rachamim. Agad is mashma, the Gro says that the main din, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done us, judges us on Rosh Hashanah, is b'shas tkiya shofar. B'shas of being icing and blowing the shofar, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says chesed is done as gives us the judgment. And if we blow the shofar, we have the right kavonis. B'shas tkiya shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gets up from his kisei adin and goes to sit down on his kisei rachamim. A different type of a judgment will have a much better judgment, easier judgment. The Hashem will be done as with midas rachamim. So the question is, what does it mean to say sheyoidim? How do we know? How are we supposed to blow the shofar with the blowing? That's l'ratzei, says Byron. And really, according to this Gemara, the pshat is that b'shas tkiya shofar, that's the ikar zman of Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim. That's when we have to really accept upon ourselves the Malchus. Just what the Gemara means to say is that's not enough just to say psukim. It's not enough just to say things. We know the cloud the Gemara always says is that rachmona liba boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us our heart. Even though we think and do things with our brains, but Chazal always calls the psukim se'odecho b'chol b'lev sholem with our heart. It means there has to be an inner, deep-down feeling. That's what Hashem wants from us. It's not just enough to say the psukim, just to have tefillah to say it outwards. You could be superficial, just say it, and you don't really mean it deep down. What Hashem wants from us is our lev, our heart. We know blowing the shofar, what is the pasuk of tkiya shofar? The pasuk says trua. Yom trua yilachem, it should be a day of trua. And it says the word trua three times, and Chazal says that there has to be a pshut lefaneh, tkiya before it, and tkiya after it. It has to be three, and it says it three times, that's nine. That's how we know mi'ikra din midiraisi, so you have to hear nine kailas of Rosh Hashanah from the word trua. The pasuk says, "Yoim trua yilachem." What does the word trua mean? So Unklus Tarkas and Minuklum says it means yelila, crying. That's the Gemara that we do not know exactly what type of crying. There are two types of crying. You take longer size or shorter size. That's why we blow both the shvarim and the truas. The shvarim a little bit longer. That's the way you start to cry. You sigh a little bit longer. Then you go to truas, shorter size, the shorter crying. But the side of true is crying. We all know when a person cries, you could only cry from the inner feeling. If you're normal matzev, you can't stop crying, you can't stop putting it upon yourself to cry. Crying is from a deep down feeling, something hurts deep down. In your life, something hurts you, that makes you cry. What Hashem wants from us is a cry, meaning He wants the Kabbalah's Ol Machashmayim to be from deep down in our heart, a real Kabbalah. Not just I'm speaking it out to Pim, but it should be a Kabbalah, belave, deep down in the heart, the inner feelings we have. A mashal, we know when you blow the shofar, you can't stop blow it.
doesn't stand blow into the shofar. You have to blow with all your keichas. You have to put all your, like, your inside goes into it. It's the only instrument to make music, to make things, comes out. You have to put all your keichas into it to get the voice out of it. That's what Hashem wants from our shofar. Even though the mitzvah is shmiya, we have to listen to it. True, it's about to care, the person blows it. But the shmiya, the hearing this voice, this is a voice of a deeper down feeling. The Rambam says the yisoid of shofar is to wake us up. It doesn't mean to wake us up from sleeping. We have alarm clocks for that. To wake us up means even when we're awake, when we're davening, when we have feelings towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But sometimes it's not total inner, it's not our lave, it's just superficial, it's the outside saying it. But deep down we don't really have any feelings towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We do not feel that close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We do not realize that the greatest enjoyment there is in the world is to be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, is to be enemies of Ashchina, that all the brachas we receive only comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kerpor Panecho, Nesatalonu. And the more closer we come to Hashem, the more brachas we'll get. We don't realize that. We don't think into it too much. What Hashem wants from us is the shofar. That's the symbol of crying. That's a symbol of blowing, putting all your keiches, everything you have into it. That Hashem wants a total Kabbalah Sol Machashemayim. That's what Hashem wants from us. So it's very good that we know the Ikar Tkiyah Shofar is B'Shas with saying the brachas. Whether we daven Nusach Svah, that they blow the Shofar Mamish B'Shas in Shmon Esrei when you say the brachas, or whether Stam you blow the brachas during Chazoros HaShatz. But the pshat is when the brachas of Malchus are being said, then we have to blow the shofar to show us it's not enough just to say the words, but there has to be a total deep down feeling of accepting upon itself the Malchus Shemayim that Hashem is Melech. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's only one person to fear. That's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We only have one rotzim, one desire in this world, and that is to do what Hashem wants, like an eved to a master. The eved, the slave, only wants to do what's good for his master. We only want to do what Hashem wants us to do. That's called avdus. That's called kabbalas ol machas shemayim. There has to be a deep down, deep feeling. And that's what the shofar is here to symbolize. That's this inyan of ubameh. How does Hashem accept our kabbalas ol machas shemayim? That's with the inyan of the shofar. With the shofar maaseichem to make up, we're going to make our actions nice now. We realize that this is a connection between us and the Shemayim with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kisya covered, that only goes with our deeper down feelings, like they say in Moshe when you want to send an arrow. So the closer you pull it towards you, the further it goes. Like if we want our tefillos to reach Shemayim, we have to pull them very close from a deep down feeling. When our emes alev, that's called the real Kabbalah Sol Machas Shemayim. Now we know one of the great inyonim of Tkiyah Shofar is we blow a shofar of an ayil, supposed to remind us the Akedas Yitzchak. And the Gemara says that Beschus, if we think about the Akedas Yitzchak, it's as ilu kilu akaratim asatzmechem. It's as if we're sacrificing ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Chiddush, Yoel Yerl explains that the Chiddush of the Akedah, even though Avraham Avinu did not actually kill Yitzchak, we know Hashem stopped it. But still, since Avram had this desire to do it, and at the end we see when Hashem told him no, he didn't stop and say, I'm happy, I don't have to do it. He looked for that island, he took the island, he sacrificed it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chazal say, Avram Avinu, he felt as if he's bringing this for Korban instead of his son. He wanted to do the Rotzen of Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh. So the Chiddush of Lakedah is, if Hashem sees our rotzen, we're willing to give over b'meis ha'nefesh l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem accepts our rotzen, our desire to give up our life to Hashem as if we really gave it up. That's the Akedas Yitzchak. And that's what has to be in everybody's Kabbalos Olam HaShemayim and Rosh Hashanah, that we're mekabel upon ourselves even for Mesiras Nefesh, even though sometimes it's hard, still we'll give up our own desires for Kadosh Baruch Hu's sake to do His mitzvahs for Shleimus. And that's called the total Kabbalos Ol Machas Shemayim. So that's what the Gemara means of Ameh. How do we show this? How do we accomplish this? That's through the Nyanim of the Shofar. The same thing Zechreinus also. Zechreinus is remember the Schar V'Einish we have in this world. And there are some of Farshim that say that what's also considered the total Kabbalos Ol Machas Shemayim, what's the symbol that a person really accepted upon himself, that if he accepts even the Yisura Miyava, like we know when things go well, of course you have to be over Hashem. It's easier than Yibesimcha. Everything is going nice. But sometimes when things go hard on us, when we have Yisur, we have pains, it's only Hashem is giving us our punishment. Hashem is trying to wake us up. It's only a din from Min Hashemayim. If a person accepts that upon himself, Miyava, from love, that means he knows that there's a Melech, and he knows sometimes we do not do exactly what the Melech wants, and Hashem gives din, and we accept it upon ourselves. This is the din Min Hashemayim. This is the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if we accept even that upon ourselves, that shows that we have a total Kabbalos Olma Hashemayim. That's the proof that a person really accepted the Olma Hashemayim. Even the Yisurim, even the hardships of life, when things don't go so easy, you don't have tainish, don't become angry at Hashem, but Adarabah, you accept it, that's the will of Hashem, you know Hashem is only doing it for our sake. All the klolis, all the Yisurim we have is only for our sake. It's only a way of waking us up, to make us to become do toiv again, to become a tzaddik again, to come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so only that we should be able to be zeicha, toilam habo, to get the real schar. That's why Hashem is giving us this pain now in this world. But if we accept it the right way, mi'avo, we accept Yisur mi'avo, that shows a total kabbalah so mach Hashemayim. So therefore, the Zechrinus also, that's a way of being a kabbal. Like the Ikka was saying of Rosh Hashanah is the Malchus. We do that through saying Sukkim, talking about the greatness of Hashem. Then we go to say Zechrinus, which is also a greater kabbalah of all mach Hashemayim. They have accepted upon itself the Indian of Schar v'Yonish, that even though Hashem gives punishment, Hashem gives reward, that's his din, that's his rotzen, and we accept that also upon ourselves. That's a total Kabbalah Solmach HaShemayim. And this all comes about meh, how do we see total, completely deep down with real Mesiris Nefesh? That's through the Shaifa, which is the Indian of crying of Kabbalah Solmach HaShemayim, like Akedis Yitzchak of Mesiris Nefesh. That's a total Kabbalah Solmach HaShemayim. And if Hashem sees this, so that's the way we're acting in Rosh Hashanah. That's our main purpose of Rosh Hashanah. That's what we're living through in Rosh Hashanah. Then we want to become close to Hashem. Memela Hashem then sends down His brachas. Hashem is taif to us. Hashem does nisim for us. Hashem takes care for us. That all that He does is only for our sake. And Memela we could end off the yanta besimcha to be happy with this Kabbalah Solmach HaShemayim. And to really accept upon herself now for the next 10 days, these next days, that Hashem is Dish Hashem B'motzu, up until Yom Kippur, that we're going to try now our uttermost and doing tshuva, or be makabel upon herself, good kabbalus mikan labo, to be over Hashem the right way, and anything wrong to stop doing, to realize it's only ra, it's a terrible thing to do something wrong, and adarabba, to do tshuva, to come close to Hashem, that the Mesiris Hashem says, that's the purpose what we created for, to have Hanor from Hashem, to be good to Hashem, Hashem is good to us, and maybe it's easy now to do tshuva. And really, it is the way the Koich Vior once explained, their famous Rambam, that the Gemara says, we know that there are three svarim that Hashem opens up in Rosh Hashanah, the Tzadikim, the Nechtovim L'chaim, the Rishoyim, the Nechtovim L'misa, and the Beninim, Atluim v'yomdim ad Yom Kippur. The Gemara Lashon is im zochu, if they do, if they have a schus, they'll be zoicha by Yom Kippur. You know, the Rambam's Lashon is im also tshuva. Rambam's mashma, the Beinoni is somebody that's machza machza. And Rosh Hashanah, he was done, he was 50-50, Hashem did not know where to put him, which category. So the Rambam's Lashon is im also tshuva, if he does tshuva now, join this aser shemei tshuva. So then, by Yom Kippur, be zoicha l'chaim. The Yom Lav, if he does not do tshuva, he will not be zoicha. The Mepharshim will ask, why does he dafka have to do tshuva for? A Beinoni is somebody that was half and half. Let him just do one mitzvah. If he does not one mitzvah, more mitzvahs, he'll be down with tzaras chus, he'll be a tzaddik. Why does the Rambam dafka say he has to do tshuva? And the Koch Vior wants to explain that the Gemara Menachos says that the easier it is to do a mitzvah, if you do not do it, Hashem becomes angry. Like the mitzvah of tzitzis, bizman di atchelis, there was two parts to the mitzvah. Wear the loven like we wear, and also have tchelis. So Gemara says, let's say somebody would not have tchelis, or somebody would not have loven, the one that would not even wear the loven, the white would get a bigger punishment. because it's easier to have lavan. Since it's so easy to do the mitzvah, and you don't do the mitzvah, that there's no excuse. So the easier it is, and you don't do it, the more Hashem gets angry at you, the more the punishment it is. So therefore, Pshat the Rambam is, he says that these 10 days, these are days, like we said, Dirsh Hashem Bimotsu, these are days that Hashem is close to us, and we're supposed to lift ourselves up and want to become close to Hashem. And anybody that any Shaykhis from Rosh Hashanah to mekabel upon himself the old Machashman that we're talking about now, Bishlemus, it means if you want to be close to Hashem, you have to feel bad that we have Chatoyim. We have to feel bad that we're doing things wrong. We speak Lashon Hara. We have to make up upon ourselves now. We're going to close our mouth and not talk Lashon Hara. We're not going to talk. For like the Gross says, there's a Goyim that says, Ki al kol rega, shodim chosim mispiv, every second a person holds his mouth shut and does not say Lashon Hara, he wants to, Zoichu al yodai zel or hagonis, you're zoicha to get a tremendous amount of or of bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, there's a more chul that says that Ein Olam is kayim ele b'shvil mi shaboleim es atzma v'shas merivoy. That the whole world only exists from these people that have the koyach, the power to close their mouth b'shas they get angry and have arguments instead of cursing and yelling at the person, they just close their mouth. But the pasuk says in Iyov, Toil Eretz Abelima, it's a Gemara in Chulin. So come to say that we have to do tshuva now, to watch ourselves, to be nizer on our various that we do, on Bittul Torah, on not come to daven in time, talking during davening. But now's the time when we're close to Hashem, we just spoke about the Kabbalah Zomach HaShemayim. We want to be close to Hashem, we want to receive from Azor Panecha. So if we are not like a tzaddik, we have to feel bad, then we have to cover upon ourselves to do tshuva. But now is the easiest time of a whole year to do tshuva. Since we lifted ourselves up on Rosh Hashanah, we feel so close to Hashem now. So now it's easy to look back on actions and feel bad, feel embarrassed. How is it that for seconds of enjoyment we gave up the greatness of Hashem, and we turned away from Hashem just to take care of our pleasures, our seconds of enjoyment? For what purpose? We don't gain anything from it. It only brings us the churbin, the gehenim, and adarah, but the mitzvahs that we do, that brings us to Gan Eden, that brings us to the real schar, the great reward, the great pleasure. How could it be that we didn't do the rotzen of Hashem, like the Rabbeinu Yoni says? But now is the easiest time of the year to do tshuva. And therefore, if a person does not do tshuva during these 10 days, so that chet is so great by not doing tshuva, that no matter how many mitzvahs you do, you're not going to outweigh the scale. The scale will go all the way down because you have that chet of not doing tshuva. Therefore, the Rambam says the only way a bengli could be zeicha on Yom Adin HaGodol on Yom Kippur is only if he does tshuva now. Because that's the easy mitzvah that Hashem puts upon us now, and the way we're explaining it. Since we feel and we are so close to Hashem, it's easy now to feel bad, to have charata why we didn't act the right way, and to makabla upon ourselves, to stop doing the chatoyim, and make kabbalas now to start doing the saratoiv. And therefore, if we do tshuva, we'll be zoicha to become a tzaddik, we'll be zoicha to gemar of chayim on Yom Kippur. Rachman, if someone does not do tshuva now, it's so easy and you do not do it, that chet is so great. And really, the Medrash gives a marshal that there were 10 people put in jail, in a strong jail. And one night, they broke out, they made a nice big hole there, and 9 of them ran, escaped from jail, and 1 person did not leave. So Medrash, the next morning, when the head came and found the 1 person still in jail, he said to him, "Fool, what you are, Shaita. You had the hole open there, you had an opportunity to leave, why didn't you leave? Everybody else ran. How come you didn't run out? You had the opportunity." That's what Hashem is saying to us also. Right now, these 10 days, there's a big hole open. It's easy to escape from the Yetzirah now. It's easy to do tshuva right now. The gate for tshuvas are open right now. Why? Because we lifted ourselves up and became so close to Hashem Rosh Hashanah. We realized the greatness, the ziv, the hanor of being close to Hashem, the malchus shemayim, everything what Hashem does only for our good. We come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see His greatness, we see His malchus, His kingdom. And therefore it's easy now to escape from the Yetzirah, to want to come back to our King, come back home, come back to the base of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where our neshama comes from Shemayim. Our neshama feels bitter every time we do a chet. We don't realize it because we're away from Hashem. But these days, dear Shoshem, in most of the days we come close back to Hashem, it's so easy, so sweet to do tshuva. These are the days to do it. And if we don't do it, the chet is so great, the Rambam holds, that it's impossible to be zeicha b'din on Yom Kippur. That's why some have the minute, they say, tashlich on Yom Kippur, it's a zman now of being so close to the Melech to take the averus and just throw them away. It's easy to do tshuva now. Now, the Chazdei Hashem, he didn't just make it, we have Hashem only in Rosh Hashanah, but he gave us these 10 days. He gave us time now to think into it. The Shabbos tshuva, the Shabbos after Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos, we know, is a zman melucha. We don't do work. We don't have choil. We can think about Kedusha. It helps us along in doing tshuva. That's really the Mizmor of Shabbos. Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos. The Chazal say, Toiv Lohoides Lashem means Toiv Lehizvades Lashem. It's easy to do tshuva on Shabbos also for the reason that we have more Kedusha, we're more close to Hashem. It's easier to want to become close to Hashem on Shabbos. That's why the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is called Shabbos Shuva. It's an easier time to come back to Hashem, to return to Hashem, to do tshuva, to mekabel upon himself, kol tuv. So Mela, you have to realize how zit, how sweet, like the Alter Kelim says, these are really considered yomim nechmodim, sweet days, where Hashem does not just judge us in one day and that's it and leaves us, but he comes in Rosh Hashanah, that we spoke about on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we have to stop appearing ourselves, and even the whole Chodesh Elul, we have to stop appearing ourselves in these great days of Rosh Hashanah. When Hashem comes to us in Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't leave us so fast. In the Chutzlar, and even after Israel, we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, because we need this Hiskarvus Lashem for 2 days. And then we have now this whole week to do tshuva, with the Shabbos in between, Shabbos tshuva, to finally comes to Yom Kippur. That's when Hashem makes the chesima. By Nila, that's when Hashem is chesim, signs it's all this is really the chesed. You have to look into how sweet, how nice Hashem is to us, that He gives us so much time to absorb all this Kedusha, to absorb the feeling of being close to Hashem, wanting to stay close to Hashem, to realize this is the great tiny enjoyment, and therefore we have to fix ourselves up on Maisim and do special things now, say Hashem Yeshuva, in order that when comes the Giyom Yom Kippur, when we come to the Chesima, we should be Zeichetak at the Chesima Toiva. It's all part of the Chesed of Hashem. Then we know there's an Indian Rosh Hashanah by night time. We have Simonim, Gemara and Teresus. We come home. We make Simonim. We take the apple. We dip it in the honey. Shana Shana Teva Mesuka. We take the head of a fish. We spill a rosh. And say people have different menhagim. So people take a pomegranate. We mold a remain. We should be molding mitzvahs like a remain. They take dates. And they take leek. And they take carrots. They take squash, we say the different yirotzes that are brought down in the mechab and the machzerim bring down. There's also simin, there's the days now that the way we act, we have to show Hashem, we care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we realize that now it's a yom adin. The Gemara says if we make simonim, we do things, actions of showing Hashem, that we realize that the Malchus Shemayim Hashem is danos asar atoiv. This we do already at night time, and this is the whole school of the whole yisoid of Rosh Hashanah. That the more we dive into Hashem to the Kabbalah's Malchus, the more we say Zechroinus, we realize the way Hashem gives Chav Yenish. We blow, we shofar, we do a tremendous mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar, Yom Teruah. The more we show Hashem that we want to do mitzvahs in Meratzah, to be close to Hashem, that's the way Hashem accepts us and gives us brachas and brachas. And that's the way we zeich b'chol tuv on this tremendous Yom Tiv of Rosh Hashanah. Now we know the shofar we blow is supposed to be a shofar shel ayul. It's also supposed to be kofuf. We pass in the shofar should be bent over the way we blow it. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says not chavov that kama dekayif inish daite odif tfei, that the more a person like bends over and like lowers, humbles himself on Rosh Hashanah, he's better off. That's why the shofar is also bent over to show that kama de kayif odem, a person has to bend over Rosh Hashanah, when the huadim b'shas tefilas Rosh Hashanah and Shmonesre is brought down, that some people bend over the whole time during the Shmonesre, maybe just by the brachas they stand up, but otherwise they're bent over to show the achno, the humbleness of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And like really, that's the pasuk that says yom trua yilachem, that svasemes es estira. We know we only blow the shofar
a few minutes on Rosh Hashanah. Vidirais, you only have to blow 9 koilos, your yotza. We have a minig, we blow 100 koilos on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, good. Gnega, the 100 times that Aim Sisra has brought down, that Sisra's mother cried 100 times. So we blow the shofar 100 times. But even so, why does the pasuk say, Yom Teruah Mashmas Din in the whole day? The whole day is called the Yom Teruah. The Sfasamus explains that the pshat is that it's only the spark, the blowing of the shofar. But that mood that we get into, the mood of real Kabbalah, so Machas Shemayim, with a cry, with an inner feeling, that spark has to light us up and be that way the whole day. The whole day of Rosh Hashanah is the Zaman Malchus, the Zaman to Mekabel Machas Shemayim. It's a match of having an inner feeling. That's his Kamad Kayif Onof, that person most like bend over, be humble, whole Rosh Hashanah. That means there's no steer to what we're saying before, that's the steer of Rosh Hashanah, to be humble, to have Pacha de Masadin to Mekabel Machas Shemayim. But through this, like the more we pull Hashem close to us, the more we pull the arrow closer to us, the more we'll be zeicha bedin, the more we'll be zeicha with brachas b'chol Hashanah, the more we'll be zeicha b'chol tuv, and that's what the meaning of simcha and Rosh Hashanah also. But the more we have this pacha, the more we have this karvus l'Hashem, the more we have this the kaif, the more we're bent over in a matzav of humbleness, that's the way we'll be mekabel the Omach Shemayim, and that's the way we're going to have these brachas, this simcha b'chol tuv. Now, in the mitzvah of tshuva, we know the pasuk talks about a nitzavim. When the pasuk says a mitzvah zois before chamishi, the Ramban says it's going a mitzvah of tshuva. As the pasuk says lo nevleisehi, lo rechoykiv, lo meiraliyardinhi, that the mitzvah tshuva is not so far away. Rather, the pasuk says ki korav elecho adovim miyoid, is very easy and close. Beficho vovovcho lasois, it's up to your mouth and your heart to do it. And the question everybody asks is, we know the mitzvah shuv is not easy to do, it's a hard mitzvah to do. How come here the pasuk says, ki korav elecho adovim miyoid, it's very easy and simple to do it. And the pshat is, like the Iko is saying now, zman of shuv is taka, these are serah shemei tshuva. And the Rambam says it's a mitzvah essay to do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur. These are the 10 special days. The hardness of doing tshuva is, we can't stop doing the chet. It's hard to stop doing the chet. We don't realize we're doing a chet because we feel away from Hashem. But it comes these 10 days, it comes the matzah of Rosh Hashanah. When a person becomes close to Hashem, becomes dear, you realize the greatness of Hashem, you only want to become closer and closer. At this madrega, at this step, at this form, it's easy to do tshuva. At this time, it's easy to leave over the chet. You don't want to do a chet. You don't want to be embarrassed. You don't want to displease Hashem. It's simple now to leave over the chet. Who wants to do a chet now in Rosh Hashanah? You don't think about chet, because we don't want to do it. It's too disgusting to look at it. With such a great madrega in Rosh Hashanah, we don't want to do the chatoim. So at this madrega Rosh Hashanah, these days of Aseret Shemei Tshuva, which we lemakrim the posik of Ki Korav Elech Adov Miyoid, it's very close and dear for us to do tshuva. Beficho Bavobcho, just speak out vidu with your peh and believe, like we're saying, that's the avodas of Yom Kippur, that your lev is total, that you mekabel the Omach HaShemayim, and at this time now it's simple to do tshuva. Therefore, this time of the year, it's a simple mitzvah, it's an easy mitzvah. We have to chaperein, and like you said, shofar shufru maaseichem, make our actions be nicer these days. The lalochot's brought down during the Aseret Shemei Tshuva, you have to act specially nice, even though a whole year maybe we'll make like pasakum. Befrat, if you can't find Pas Yisro, you're allowed to buy Pasaka from a bakery, providing that's kosher. But these 10 days are more machmir. We take upon ourselves special chumrah these 10 days. Because when a different matziv, the time when a person is close to Hashem, you're living in the palace of Hashem, you have to act different. You have to talk different, you have to eat different. These 10 days has to be an hoga, a different action, a different way of life. These 10 days, these are 10 days that we're living with Hashem. With the Shechina, Hashem is close to us. And therefore, these 10 days are mechayiv us, give us an obligation to act different, not because we're funny. We know that maybe the rest of the year act this way. But these 10 days are close to Hashem. Again, it's easy to do tshuva. We have to show it the whole 10 days and do special mitzvahs and act differently to realize these are the days that Hashem is close with us. The middle, we finally build ourselves up the day of Yom Kippur. I have a special tape on that. Shabbos Shabbos, and that we rest not only from Malacha, we rest from Gashmis, we have no eating, no drinking, we're like totally dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were like Malachim. We have to build us up to become to that Madrega. But this is what we have to take out from this Limud, this tremendous Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, how good it is to be close to Hashem, how much we gain from it, how enjoyment we have. And then it's easy to do tshuva, it's easy to forget about the chet, to leave the chet, and only want to do toiv and want to do good in the eyes of Hashem, to realize that's the only purpose we're in this world, that the Mesillas Hashem says, is only to fix ourselves up, that we should be zeicha, to come to Elam Habo, to receive the emissary enjoyment of the world, of being nenemiz of Ashchina, of enjoyment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which these are the enjoyment we should ikka look for and strive for during these 10 days, and they should lead us to rest our life. The whole year we should live this type of a life, to realize that the ikka is the ruchnius, the ikka is karbas Lashem, and any little bit a person brings himself closer to Hashem, it's only good for the whole world, it's good for himself, it's good for everybody. And the further we go away from Hashem, it's only destruction, it's terrible. We have to realize this, and only do things to mekarev ourselves to Hashem. Chazer v'shol b'zeicha, shenas tev v'gul v'yishua, shev'zeicha ta'ak v'siv v'gul v'shleim v'mehir v'yameinu.